Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
All right, I'm going to call it for the day. It's been a long week. Between talking with potentially some new advertising agencies, getting the first payroll set up and run, the home office starting to stack up with like papers I need to get filed, like some slippers I need to put away that I just haven't put away in a few days, water bottles that are empty. I'm letting my office slide a little bit and it's starting to cave in a little bit. But payroll looks like it ran through, which is great. Catching tomorrow with an advertising agency that I that I'm a lot more on board with how they do it. I had a chance to snoop around. So something I found out, which I should have done a while ago, when you're looking for like advertising partners, go to the company's website. We'll just say Nathan Marketing, Nathan Platter Marketing. Go to NathanPlatterMarketing.com and for places that do a business service like that, they'll always have testimonials. And if they're really transparent, they'll say like, here's the businesses we've run ads for. And we'll just say, let me give an example. Anytime Fitness in Minneapolis, Minnesota, just making that up. Now I'm going to Facebook and go to Anytime Fitness, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Now, when you show that business page, then there's like the home, shop, whatever. There's also the about section. When you click on about, go to page transparency. Scroll down to see if they're running ads right now. If they are running ads, click on like see about or like see ads. And then from there, view ads they're currently running. These are the ads that most likely the agency is running on behalf of this business. And that now gives you a little taste of what they've been doing. And you can click on the links of what those ads do, whether you go to a landing page, a buy page, or like a form that you fill out. If you look through enough of these client testimonials, you'll eventually find one that has a landing page to a ClickFunnels or something. You can see exactly what these agencies set up for the landing page on, so that when a user like clicks on an ad or something, they leave Facebook, they go to a landing page, and now there's a little tracker called a pixel on that landing page. It says, Nathan clicked on the ad and landed on this page, and now Facebook knows I clicked and landed on this new page. So now they can get feedback as to Nathan clicked here, and they can see if I fill out the info, made a payment, if I abandoned my cart or checkout, and they can see how far I went onto that landing page before I either completed or bailed on doing something. They can retarget me and say, hey, we saw you wanted to buy the t-shirt. You did not check out. You know, come on back for a 10% off coupon. Something like that. All that to say, I had a chance to look at some of these landing pages for the agency I'm not a fan of. And some of my suspicions got confirmed. And so I also checked out some of these landing pages for this other agency I'd rather work with, or I'm considering working with rather. And they looked good. Very simple, very clean. Kind of like video sales letter, just more personal and relatable. So those are really good. I figured out how to like snoop around for sales agents that do that kind of thing as well. So that's a skill set I learned. Wish I knew that one earlier. Drafted a long email basically saying, hey, here's what I've seen. Here's my concerns. Here's what I'm not on board with. How do I want to proceed, agency? And so I'm giving them a shot to try to like rectify the relationship. If they are willing to not do the free bait and switch stuff, then we can probably still do something, but I don't know about that at this point. Let's see, for the day job, it's been a full week. It's right now 9:59 at night, and been working since 9 o'clock this morning. I was falling asleep driving my kids to daycare, and I was falling asleep driving home. Actually, not falling asleep, but I was like, my eyes were glossing over. I could tell I was just tired. After I dropped them off, I started to drive home, and I just pulled up into Target parking lot for a little while and fell asleep in my car for like a half hour because I was just too tired to drive home 15 minutes. And so I'm normally not this tired, but just wiped out. It's been a full schedule.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.